If you want to know one reason why you need diversity in every aspect of our government, if you want to understand why...
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
It's time to get rid of several of the old folk who don't learn to change with time, or not only, I don't even want to say change with time, but as time allowed us to be freer in being able to say the things that we need to say or how things really are without the fear of offending the master, why it is time that we get rid of people. I want you to listen to what this Supreme Court watcher, she listened to the debate earlier today, or the deliberations earlier today, between the Supreme Court justices and the lawyers who are trying to overturn the Idaho law that pretty much puts the life of mothers, put the lives of women at risk because they are so strict against having any doctor give an abortion under any conditions. I want you to listen to this, and then we'll take it on the other side.
Dahlia, you've been covering the court for years. I want to start with you on this. What was your sense of where this might be going?
I mean, I can't tell you where it's going, Katie. It's hard to tell how some of the really crucial justices, particularly John Roberts and Brett Kavanaugh, where they landed today. I can tell you, I'm trying to think of a more gendered argument. I can't in my entire life think of an argument in which every single woman, including Amy Coney Barrett, including the Solicitor General, Elizabeth Prelogger, was talking about preeclampsia, was talking about ectopic pregnancy, was talking about blood and what it is to be helicoptered out of states. And you had every single male justice with almost no exceptions. And as you just heard, the attorney for the state of Idaho talking about, you know, the Hyde Amendment, talking about, you know, the spending clause, talking about these unbelievably, in some cases, not briefed legal questions just so they wouldn't have to talk about women's health. It was quite staggering, the divide between what one half of the court was talking about today and the other was like nothing I have ever witnessed, including in Dobbs.
Notice what she said. Not one of the men really talked about what really happens to women, childbearing women, whether it be preeclampsia, whether it be hemorrhaging, whether it be all the different things women suffer, only women can suffer in child's birth or in getting pregnant or whatever. They didn't touch it. They were just simply antiseptically academic in what they were talking about. And even the conservative woman on the Supreme Court, she asked the bodily functions. She asked and all the women were concerned about the female body and what the female body was going through. Don't you think?
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
If they were talking about prostates or something like that, these confounded male old judges would actually do something about it. But those cases don't even have to come to the Supreme Court, because nobody's going to mess with a man's private parts. Nobody's going to control what that guy can do, because we are still living in a patriarchy, a male-dominated society. So again, what the courtroom, I can't remember her name right now, what she had to say was spot on. Why is it that just these four women on the Supreme Court had any concern over that woman's body and that woman's health. Unfortunately, Barrett, the conservative on the Supreme Court, she was one of them who overturned Roe v. Wade. Wasn't she intelligent enough to understand the repercussions and what that would have led to? So while she is concerned about women's health, she made her ideological bent make her make a silly decision. And had she stuck with the other three women, there's a good chance that this thing would not have been overturned, because Roberts would have probably joined the fold.
We spend a lot of time deconstructing the news, trying to parse it into a form that everybody can understand. We try to find those little nitpicks where it flies above the fray, etc. If you really like these videos that we do, I want to ask a big favor. Please go ahead, number one, subscribe to our channel, and number two, please join if you can. Thank you so kindly for watching. Keep watching. Please remember to share. We must populate the entire internet with our progressive message, a message that we know is what most Americans say that they want. So help us, please join.